This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Our number three of Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything that's on your mind. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. The telephone number here, if you don't already have it, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Break of the Flaw, or Joa.
And Aria DeMezzo.
We've been talking about a whole host of things tonight, and we, in fact, will talk about something going on with a platform, if you will, a little bit later. But, Aria, you brought up something off-air during the break just now that we haven't talked about on the air, and we should.
Yes, Bonnie is out there right now picking up trash that someone drove by and threw onto the property.
Disgusting.
So people are vandalizing the property.
And I can't say what has, you know, triggered them to do this. I mean, the freaking Ian, we've all been getting hate for years, right? None of this is really new, but it's the question, what's the catalyst for these particular acts? It's most likely the FBI raid.
Assumably.
I mean, yeah. There's no reason to assume it would be anything else.
Right.
But, and I understand from a standpoint of, hey, the peace of our neighborhood was violently disrupted for an entire day. We couldn't leave our houses. We couldn't go to work or whatever. I don't know what the status was here on Leverett Street. But presumably, I'm told they had the area blocked off. So how were people supposed to leave to go to work or whatever?
For a block in every direction. There's only three pathways out of this neighborhood. All three of them were blocked off.
Well, I know you couldn't use cell phones either in this area at that time.
So I understand why people would be upset and frustrated. But what they need to understand is it was not Ian Freeman or Free Talk Live or nobody who caused that. It was the FBI.
Yes.
The FBI did that.
Yes.
They did. Not freaking.
The FBI brought in what I can only describe as terrorists. I have no other description for them. I keep calling them that. If I had a better description, I would. But that's the only way I can describe them. They did things that were completely unnecessary. This place has been visited by law enforcement previously. And previously, they knocked on the door. Now, everybody that's here, that's associated with this property, that lives here or that works here or does any work here, are one step away from pacifists. The only difference really between pacifists and folks who believe in the non-aggression principle is that folks who believe in the non-aggression principle reserve the right to use violence to defend themselves. That doesn't mean they will. It just means that they believe you have a right to defend yourself. That's the only really sanctioned use of violence is in self-defense, according to the non-aggression principle. So,
I mean, if we're looking at it realistically and in the terms of our behavior, they raided a bunch of pacifists.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, in such a way as to destroy the property, to damage the door frames, they threw iron hooks through the windows, all that kind of thing. And so now, you know, either people who hate...
And they didn't just do this here, though. I mean, they did it to the 60-year-old pacifist grandmother.
Yes.
In Alstead as well.
Yeah.
They did it to Andy and Renee as well.
Yeah.
And so pacifists.
One of which
was a 60-year-old grandmother. I keep wanting to return to that point because I think it needs to be talked about. They did this to a pacifist 60-year-old grandmother.
Yeah.
How evil do you have to be to treat a 60-year-old woman like that? There's evil, and then there's that level of evil.
Yeah, I've spoken to her in person, and she is... I mean, she was a sweet lady anyway, and now she is shell-shocked. I can't think of another term for it. She is sincerely shell-shocked. She equates how she feels to, you know, having been raped without, you know, the actual rape part.
Well, it is a traumatic experience
yes.
to be raided by the FBI.
She's definitely traumatized by the experience. We can talk more about this, but first let's go to Vernon, who's been on hold. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Mr. Captain Kickass, I wanted to bestow upon the new title tonight. I believe you have earned Supreme Leader. So can you add that to your Esquire and all that jazz?
Ooh.
Congratulations.
I mean, thank you, but the only leader that I'm going to be is a leader of myself.
Well, then you are the Supreme Leader of yourself, so congratulations. That's excellent.
Thanks, man.
So I wanted to hypothesize here for a minute about how the government might turn the grinder on you all even more. You all have already been through such a traumatic experience, like you were just saying. So I wonder if the government, I'm just speculating, and you all don't have to respond if you don't want to. I wonder if they're going to start offering plea deals for people to testify against one another, and they're going to really, really, really bring it on as hard as they can to really screw everybody over, because I read that entire thing that Ian, that the judge put out yesterday about Ian and why they're not releasing him on bail and or whatever, and it's just absolutely ridiculous. Like the world passport thing, he says that he said it was a joke or something,
and
they're saying he can get another one for $150, and then he'd be able to go all over the world.
It is a toy. The world passport is the equivalent of something you get at the bottom of a Cracker Jack box. It is a toy. No country officially recognizes this particular thing. It is a novelty item. It's like going to Toys R Us and purchasing a fake police badge. It is as real as the fake police badge you buy at a toy store.
You know, this brings up a good point that, the feds are saying that he's a flight risk, but the feds are part of a global governance at this point, so why are they worried about anyone being a flight risk? I don't think we can go to Mars anytime soon.
Can I ask one other question for Mr. Breaking the Flaw? I just recently stumbled upon your channel. YouTube continues to recommend it for me. And I don't know what cop blocking is. Can you just tell me what that is real quick? I've heard of it, but I don't really know what it is.
Well, the general premise is that we're trying to hold government officials accountable, and particularly cops. And when we see them pull people over, we hear it on the radio, the scanner radios, we will show up to those stops and try to protect people and make sure that these police officers are following the Constitution. And hopefully their policy doesn't break the Constitution, but we're going to hold their feet to the fire right there on the scene, make sure, at the very least, our camera is going to put them in check.
Thank you all so much for your time tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate that. So we were talking about the vandals that are chucking trash. They're coming by and doing all sorts of things. They're yelling crap out the window at people who are here, all that kind of a thing. What is happening in my mind is that they're believing the local press. The local press paints all of this in a very horrible light.
I can't see the local press.
It does the Slantinel and what's the other local publication?
I'm not sure.
At any rate, I call it the Slantinel. It's the Sentinel. They, of course...
If anybody wants to print that out so I could read it, that would be wonderful.
They of course, want you to believe... they'll print all the past stuff that nobody's been convicted of, right? They'll bring up the last raid where the investigation was allegedly about finding somebody who surfed some of the wrong kind of pornography.
Well, it wasn't even that, no one was found guilty of that. There were never even any charges.
Right. So they did the raid, and then that was it. And so, but the press, of course, goes, well, this same place was raided under suspicion of kiddie porn. And, nobody was ever charged.
Yes, the suspicion that was put to bed because the FBI found nothing and never filed any charges.
Right. And so, but of course, they bring this up, and they make
it in such
a way. That's
why we have to defocus Ian.
Yeah. They make it out to be, you know, such a way that this is a den of horrible people, and they do not, you know, and like there's no victims in any of this that I can tell. In order for there to be a crime, there has to be a person or property that has been harmed, and in any of this, in any of the charges brought against any of the people involved, there are no victims that I can tell.
The banksters are the victims here today, right? That's how they're looking at it.
603-283-6160. More coming up.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It is the Tuesday night edition. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to join us for conversation about, well, anything that's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Joa, and Aria.
We've been talking about, well, many things, really. And, well, you had some more things to say, Aria. Did you not?
On what topic?
I don't remember either.
I had some.
I was hoping you remembered. Let's go to Joa.
Okay.
Sounds like a good plan.
I was asking Aria if she can go to the library, and you said...
I cannot.
Cannot.
Oh,
before we continue, though, I wanted to tell everybody that they can join Liberty-Minded Voluntarists, Anarchists, and Libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping RV site or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. I can't think of anywhere better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving folks in the Shire. You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever type of experience or event you'd like others to have or participate in. If you do plan an event for ForkFest, be sure to let other people know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those can be found on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at ForkFest.party.
I heard they had some really good fireworks, too, there, so...
It's true.
I don't want to miss that.
It was pretty good, really, for, you know, a campground out in the middle of, well, nowhere, really.
Sure.
It was pretty impressive.
I wanted to mention the library because it's kind of segue into library, LBRY. I don't know if you guys know that library is also experiencing troubles with the feds. And they currently have a petition out there. Why? Because cryptocurrency is not a crime. Yes, the Security and Exchange Commission is attempting to make basically all virtual cryptocurrencies illegal. You know, and
I mean, they're coming at cryptocurrency with a several prong attack. I believe it started with the Ripple SEC nonsense. I mean, the SEC is going to crack down on all of these people. It is just a matter of time before localbitcoins.com is banned in the United States.
And I would have no doubts that Facebook is, you know, influenced this a little bit because they're in constant talks with Congress and that sort of thing. And, you know, they're doing their commission talks, whatever you want to call it.
And it's all about control, right?
Is.
Because the whole idea of cryptocurrency was to free us from the banking system and from the governmental money system. They can't control it, but can they? If they control the exchanges and they get rid of everyone out there who has Bitcoin and wants to sell it, then they effectively control Bitcoin because you can only get it at that point from Coinbase or Kraken,
or
somewhere.
That's so the caveat here is that that's only true if you want to transduce your cryptocurrency into government currency. So that is
to
say...
But you have to be able to get the cryptocurrency first.
Well, sure, but you can earn it. You don't have to buy it.
It's going to become illegal for people to pay you in cryptocurrency.
But that won't be, I mean, that's a thing that...
I mean, they're coming at cryptocurrency on all sides.
They're not going to be able to control that. What they can, however, control is human behavior.
They don't have to control it. They can track it and then punish people after the fact.
Some of it.
Unless it's Monero.
Some of it.
Or some other privacy coin like Hush or something.
The thing is the way I see it, government cannot out-innovate cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is always several steps ahead of government in whatever they do. And whatever government does can only assist in speeding cryptocurrency to where it's inherently private, it inherently respects your privacy. And if, like, the government's best strategy, in my personal opinion, is to do nothing, because that will actually slow down the rate at which cryptocurrency is adopted.
Well, they could bring back tangible currency, something even, you know, just take one step back and bring back the gold standard. That could be a start, but I'm not relying on the government to.
Yeah, they're not gonna do that. No, they already got away from that over 100 years ago, and it's just not gonna happen. They like the ability to print at will. However much money they deem they need. In fact, if they did go to any kind of a backed currency, folks would very quickly realize how expensive war actually is when that bill came due on their tax statement every year, and war would immediately cease. So they're not going to give up their war. What they are doing, of course, is what I claim to be a last-ditch effort at controlling currency.
They could succeed.
I don't
think. The danger here.
I don't think they can.
See, the idea of crypto is that it's decentralized. So if they
but
try
they're centralizing
to,
it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, if they try to centralize it, there'll be a new system that in place that people are going to, you know, use and, or someone's going to create that they're not going to stop.
That's why the Crypto 6 thing is so freaking important. If this Absolutely. Goes down, Bitcoin effectively becomes illegal.
And the same thing with library, too. And I want to stress this, that library is just as important, if not maybe more. And I'm not saying that because, you know, my friends are important to me, right?
Yep.
But library is important because it's a competition to these big social media networks. And it was, you know, it's essentially eliminating the factor of looking at all these dumb ads, right? And now it's like you're helping the algorithm by using their service. And you are earning crypto when you do that. And you can exchange this crypto later on. And like cash out on it or whatever you want to call it, and you know I just want to read this one other thing by Library and you know
well first
yes
can you tell folks what Library is? It's LBRY.
Mm-hmm.
What is Library?
It's a social media platform. It's also a place where you can watch videos like any other video platform like YouTube. Actually, my channel specifically is synced with YouTube. So as soon as I produce a video, it syncs up with Library. But until you actually watch my video. Or anyone watching a video, it's not on the library server. You have to watch it, and then it's being stored on their server. So go over there and watch it. And I tell you what, I'm not just doing it to promote. You can actually do this to promote my own channel, I'm saying. You can do this to earn crypto yourself by going on there and hitting subscribe to a bunch of people, and you're going to earn crypto. And you could just essentially do this as like a daytime job on Library if you just went through and subscribed to everyone, because I believe you get 60 cents for every person you subscribe, essentially, in conversion of crypto. So, but I think that's going to go down a little bit because, you know, they're shutting them down and people are trying to cash out. But the idea is that you keep your crypto in there as long as possible. It's helping with the algorithm. You can cash out and you can earn. I think it's a great alternative, and it's probably the best one out there.
It's a decentralized content platform that also pays content creators in cryptocurrency. Sounds a lot like YouTube back in the day when it would just pay content creators for stuff that got watched, except these guys pay in cryptocurrency and are decentralized.
And they won't censor you.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A program to provide small businesses with loans to help them weather the economic impact of the pandemic has been extended for another 2 months. President Biden signed the extension of the Paycheck Protection Program Tuesday, which pushes the deadline to apply for loans back to May 31st.
It is a bipartisan accomplishment. nearly 90,000 businesses are still online, and there's money left. Without somebody signing this bill today, there are hundreds of thousands of people who could lose their jobs and small family businesses that might close forever.
And COVID cases are now on the rise in 27 states, with health officials worrying that a fourth surge of infections is just around the corner. The U.S. is now averaging around 64,000 new COVID cases a day, the highest rate in more than a month. This is USA Radio News. President Biden has tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to lead diplomatic efforts to deal with the immigration crisis on the border. But some Republicans have questioned whether or not she's the right person to handle the issue. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso tells Fox News that her support for amnesty makes her the wrong person to put in charge of immigration.
She's not going to get into this in any way, and if she were, she's the wrong person, because she's for amnesty for illegal immigrants. She is somebody who has fought with the ICE agents and always taken the side of the illegal immigrants. She's someone, while running for president, said illegal immigrants ought to receive free, taxpayer-paid-for health insurance. If we want to follow and solve this problem, we need to do what the border agents told us when we were there last week visiting with them, and that's reinstitute the Remain in Mexico policy that worked under the Trump administration, and President Biden eliminated it on day number one.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Get when you cross folks obsessed with freedom, with microphones, antennas, and the internet.
Okay. Cryptocurrency?
You get Free Talk Live, of course. We are freedom-oriented people. We talk through microphones. We have broadcast over the radio, which is where the antennas come in, and we also stream to a whole bunch of different places, both video and audio. So 7 days a week we're here, Free Talk Live. And if you miss a show, you can go to freetalklive.com, where our archives are up to date again since they were no longer being updated post the government raid. But we've fixed all of that now, and so you can catch up. So feel free to visit freetalklive.com. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number here in the studio tonight. It's myself, the captain.
Joa.
And Aria.
And before we go on with the show, I need to take a moment to say thank you to tonight's amplifier, Farmer Garrick. Farmer Garrick is a silver level amplifier, and that means that he gives an amount of money to the show on a monthly basis. And what does this money go to, you might be asking? Well, I'm glad you asked. It goes to get this show on more radio stations And that's all it goes to, exclusively. It doesn't go to my beer budget. It doesn't go to buy Aria, you know, new hair dye. It doesn't go to Joe to get himself a new camera or anything like that. It goes specifically.
On the subject of that, I mean, that was Ian's primary job. I mean, he showed me how to do that like 2 years ago, and yeah. I just never did it. I'm resuming those duties since he cannot do them.
Nice. So you can feel confident that not only is your amplifier dollar going to the correct cause, and that the activities will not be stopped, but you can also feel confident that none of the accounts surrounding the amplifier program were compromised, what with the federal activity revolving around the Free Talk Live studio. So, Farmer Garrick, thank you. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can find out more about the program. You get little perks if you do join and you start contributing. So there's different levels. We only ask for $5 a month. You can give more than that, and you'll see all that over at amp.freetalklive.com. And again, Farmer Garrick, you're appreciated. We thank you for being an amplifier. What were we going to segue into?
Well, I was going to continue talking about the decentralized library.
We were talking about library, and I wanted to define what it is. It is a content platform, not unlike, say, like a YouTube or something like that, at least old school YouTube. Since Google bought YouTube, YouTube sucks.
Oh, yeah.
My only criticism of library is that it's fixated almost entirely on videos.
It does seem to be for the moment, but it has the capacity to expand beyond video.
I'm very happy of that because a lot of people in the community that I'm involved with are realizing that it's a better platform, and if that's where the direction's going to go, great.
And the point
I would so much rather read something than watch it. Like, if you give me the option between watching a news story or reading an article, I would choose to read the article every single time.
Yeah, I have folks try to send me videos, and I never watch them. If they send me an article, I'll read it or at least try to breeze through it. But the thing I like about library is something you touched on before or at the end of the previous segment, which is it's not censored.
That's right. Well, there is a limit. I mean, obviously, there's things that can't be put on there.
Sure, but it's in comparison to all the other social media platforms,
yes,
it is censor-free.
You can essentially say whatever you want, post it, and it's not going to be taken down.
You can say the 7 dirty words that Carlin made famous. You can cuss all you want during your broadcast.
Free Talk Live is also on Library.
Indeed. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to go over that. You know, tens of millions of people are using this, and, you know, they came up with the token, and it's a clear utility, and it's not a security. And, you know, they're saying that under the standards established by the SEC versus Library, Inc., nearly all cryptocurrencies would be deemed illegal to freely use. And this is, you know, is important with what's going on everywhere in this country. I don't know if you guys have noticed it, but maybe even your local news, an ATM machine, Bitcoin ATM machine, has been removed. And, you know.
Oh, we've noticed.
Yeah. Oh,
I've noticed.
Pretty obvious. you know, they're calling on the SEC to drop the case and establish clear standards for the cryptocurrency industry in the United States. And that, I mean. Yeah, I don't think we should really depend on the government making decisions on how crypto should be used or not. That's the whole idea of crypto, is to keep it out of their hands and to, you know, do it as we see fit and how you do it as an individual leader. You know,
yeah, allow the market to determine the characteristics of the currency.
Yes.
Yes.
And I just want to say one more thing is that, you know, there's a petition on change.org that you can sign to, you know, show support for Library. And they have it labeled as cryptocurrency is not a crime. And guys, get over there and sign it. I would really we would all appreciate it in the name of liberty.
Agreed. Library is doing some fantastic stuff. Decentralization is a concept I think is going to carry humanity very far, as long as humanity doesn't cave in to the tyrants. If humanity decides to cave in to the tyrants, then, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. But for the first time, the blockchain, Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, decentralized technologies using tokens and being put on the blockchain or using blockchains of their own, for the first time we are seeing real, what I call anarchic infrastructure. This is infrastructure that doesn't ask for permission to exist. It exists in defiance of things like banks and governments and hackers and that type of thing. So we could talk more about any of that, but let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Killing radio since 1979.
It's a lot of killing, David.
It's a lot of killing. Yeah, some big fat dumbass has dumped a dirt bike outside my window on flat ground with no obstacles.
Interesting. How that?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I heard the bike was running, rumbling along, and all of a sudden the motor cut out. I look out, and there's this big fat 300 pounder walking around trying to shake it off. His bike's laying on the ground, and it's just wide open, flat ground with no obstacles. Kind of weird.
Sounds like
anyway.
Sounds like the turf monster got him. This is a term that I came up with watching sports ball, where like somebody would, I don't know, like catch a pass and start running down the field in like a football game, and just for whatever reason they would fall down. There's nobody around them anywhere. They were otherwise home free to like, you know, go in like the turf monster got him.
It might have been Yuri Geller up in a helicopter above them doing his little thing like he did in that soccer game in Europe, where he moved the ball.
What were you calling about tonight, David?
About, I want to actually change, instead of killing radio, since you're talking about money, what is it in our laws, and you should know this, I don't know it exactly, I can speculate, but what is it in our laws that is preventing us from having, you know, a billion different currencies that, you know, we use to trade amongst ourselves, and I know they're like local bucks kind of things, but what is stopping us from actually creating whatever currency we want to that people believe in, and they use that to trade, and the only thing they need the fiat money for is to pay their government bills? What is stopping us from doing that?
That's essentially what cryptocurrency is aiming to do.
Yeah.
Right.
What is stopping us is the government claims a monopoly on currency. They claim to be the only official source, and if you try to create your own currency, they will shut you down. Bernard von Nothaus, if you're not familiar with him, he created the Liberty Dollar, and I mean, it started taking off. People were all about it. It started taking off. The government came in, shut him down, and took all of his inventory, all of it, and threw him in jail because they don't like competition. And thanks for the call tonight, David. The government hates competition. It is true. They can't stop Bitcoin, so instead of stopping it, they're going to try and stop the people who are making it possible for people to transact in it. 603-283-6160. More.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want
want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
The final segment of Free Talk Live, the Tuesday night edition. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain, joining me,
Joa,
and Aria.
We've been talking about a whole host of things, but
the studio is being vandalized again, pretty much as we speak. Someone is egging the place.
That is correct.
Which means they, I don't know how familiar people are with it, but they're basically throwing eggs at the property.
I did hear a thump at the beginning of the last segment, and I think they're doing it timely.
That's most likely. So, yeah, that's what's going on in Keene, New Hampshire these days, because obviously none of us have enough on our plates.
Well, and they've tossed trash into the yard in addition to the egging a little earlier today.
They stole the peace flag.
Again, yeah. We actually have video of one of the guys who stole the flag, so, you know, we've got that going for us.
Maybe I need to break the flaw a little bit on that.
I mean, it worked for me when my property was being vandalized during my sheriff campaign. Start posting those vandalism videos on YouTube.
Yep.
It immediately came to a stop.
That seems like a wise strategy.
Not for nothing, I caught some guy cutting me off and flicking me off as he cut me off. And I tried to get him to apologize, or I'd blast him, and I blasted him on my YouTube channel. So that's what's going to take. That's what's going to take. We're going to have to do what it takes to hold people accountable by showing their faces.
On my way here yesterday, someone tried cutting me off, turning left in front of me when I was making a left-hand turn onto the street they were on, and I had to do some careful driving to avoid hitting them, and it caused something in my trunk to slide into my subwoofer, so now it just randomly makes this thumping noise. Of course, I had dash cams, so IDing the person, and I'm going to send them a bill for the replacement of the subwoofer.
Good for you.
We talk a lot about cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live, and I have given a whole bunch of crap to the organization known as PayPal because they attempted to grab headlines by saying that they were going to offer cryptocurrency.
But what PayPal is offering, we have no reason whatsoever to believe that it is Bitcoin.
All you can do, or at least at the time, all you could do with PayPal is use whatever money in your PayPal account to purchase, quote, Bitcoin, unquote, and then that would just sit in a little bucket. You had no access to your keys, which means it was being held by PayPal.
Is that still true?
That is still true.
Yeah, then don't get your crypto.
No, don't. However, PayPal is again attempting to grab headlines with PayPal launches crypto checkout service. So if you did put some money from your PayPal bucket into the cryptocurrency bucket, now they're allowing you to check out with the cryptocurrency wherever you check out with PayPal. Still not your keys, so still not your money. You can't withdraw the cryptocurrency to a cryptocurrency wallet, for example, or, you know.
What is the point of this? The only possible utility this could have would be to buy it, hold it until the price increases, and then sell it back to PayPal.
They obviously don't understand the actual utility behind it. Again, this is a headline grab.
They're using Bitcoin, and Bitcoin has almost no utility. Bitcoin is not money.
I want to know what Elon Musk has to say of this, because he's the one that, you know, created PayPal, right? And he's been promoting crypto, so I wonder what he thinks about this strategy of crypto exchange.
Did Elon Musk create PayPal?
Didn't he?
I don't know.
This is the first I've heard. I don't know if it's true or false. I just did not know that, if that is the case.
I don't pay much attention to Elon Musk. It does say founder, Elon Musk.
Wow. I'm not sure if he's a creator, but he's a founder.
I typed in PayPal creator, and it says Elon Musk.
That's how he made his monies.
PayPal was originally established by Max Levchin, Peter Thiel, and Luke Noesk in 1998. So he didn't found it. He just happened to be the CEO at this time. At any rate, PayPal Holdings, Inc. will announce later on Tuesday that it has started allowing U.S. consumers to use their cryptocurrency holdings to pay at millions of its online merchants globally, a move that could significantly boost the use of digital assets in everyday commerce. Customers who hold Bitcoin, Ether, Bitcoin Cash, and Litecoin in PayPal digital wallets...
Oh, PayPal supports multiple cryptocurrencies and not just Bitcoin. That's news to me.
...will now be able to convert their holdings into fiat currencies at local checkouts to make their purchases, the company said.
Okay, so they're not spending cryptocurrency. They're converting it into USD and then spending USD. So again, what is the freaking point of this?
I do not know. It's to grab a headline. That is the freaking point.
PayPal is
attempting to grab a headline by going, hey, look, everybody, we can take part of your money and throw it over into this other little bucket, and then when you check out, you can check out from that bucket, too, and we'll just call it cryptocurrency.
But you're not even checking out from that other bucket. You have to first transfer it back to the first bucket. It's completely stupid.
I agree.
Yeah.
The service which PayPal revealed it was working on late last year will be available at all of its 29 million merchants in the coming months, the company said. This is the first time you can seamlessly use... No, it isn't. The statement. This is the first time you can seamlessly use cryptocurrencies in the same way as a credit card or a debit card inside your PayPal wallet. Okay, that part makes it true.
It is technically a true... It doesn't sound like it's seamless at all, though. It sounds like you have to first buy the cryptocurrency through PayPal, and then when you decide you want to spend it, sell it back to PayPal, and then spend the USD. This is so stupid.
And again, not your keys, not your money. If you don't ever have the keys to your cryptocurrency, it is not your money. It belongs to PayPal.
See, I think what's happening here is that big tech is looking at it as, ooh, crypto, that's the new trendy thing, and they don't know anything about it.
Obviously.
Cash App, for however evil they are, they will at least let you have your Bitcoin.
Yes, you can pull a key off, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you can pull a key off. I've never tried.
I wouldn't want to try.
I would much rather go through an actual cryptocurrency exchange than use PayPal in this way. Like a KYC exchange that use PayPal in this way. Because,
well, I'm sure PayPal KYCs the hell out of you if you want to buy Bitcoin.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they do. I can't say that for a fact because I haven't done it, and I won't. PayPal is not a method that I engage in very much, if at all, these days.
PayPal banned me for life, so I don't engage with them either.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
I did engage with them.
Cash App, Google Pay, several.
Wow.
Several of these payment methods have banned me for life. And, yes, it is And now they're doing, now they're all about cryptocurrency.
Right, yeah. Yeah. And what's funny is, like, I showed off the raid on my YouTube channel, and I get crypto Visa ads.
Yeah.
Just about every ad I get is crypto-related. I'm like, skip. Am I even allowed to look at this ad as I scroll down Facebook?
PayPal's launch comes less than a week after Tesla Inc. said it would start accepting Bitcoin payments for its cars. Unlike PayPal transactions where merchants will be receiving fiat currency, Tesla said it would hold the Bitcoin used as payment. Still, while the nascent asset is gaining traction amongst mainstream investors, it has yet to become a widespread form of payment, due in part to its continued volatility. No, it's due in part because it's competing with monopolized currencies.
It always gets me when they describe Bitcoin as being volatile,
yeah.
Because it is a technically true statement. But the volatility is in pretty much one direction,
yeah.
Upward, yes. Right? The USD is also volatile, and it's also in one direction.
The other one.
Downward.
Yes, very much downward. And in fact, the more that the government has the Federal Reserve print, you know, like the latest round of $1.9 trillion, in addition to the other trillions of dollars.
Yes, 20% of the entire
30%.
U.S. money supply was printed last year.
Yeah. 30%, I heard.
I'm pretty sure it was 20, but okay. I mean,
either way,
it's an insane percentage.
That's a lot.
In 1 year.
Yeah. 1/5 of all the USD in circulation was created in the last year, at a minimum.
That's going to wreak havoc on the economy when that comes home to roost.
Oh, talk about inflation. And everybody's like, oh, no, inflation's not going to happen.
Inflation has already happened.
And it continues to happen. In fact, if you are a contractor and you try to order, like, OSB or plywood, that kind of a thing, and you've gotten a quote for your lumber, the lumber yards are now saying that they will no longer hold these quotes for more than a week. Because
I've been dealing with that for quite a while.
Because the price keeps going up.
Was lumber volatile?
It's hard to get right now.
Yeah. It's a sign of inflation. The price of it keeps going up. So if they give you a quote for, you know, I don't know, $100 last month, you know, now that quote is no longer valid because the price of lumber has gone up.
Right, right.
We are out of time. Thanks for listening, everybody. To go to our archives at freetalklive.com. Thanks. Peace.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.